Alert to his territorial duties, Kapu led his pack on a long, circular trip, scent-marking borders. Theirs was a big land. It included much of the caribou calving grounds and Kangik. It stretched from west of the Avalik River, south to the banks of the upper and lower Colville. On the north, it ended far south of Barrow and Wainwright. That territory belonged to Inupiat Eskimo hunters, a pack to be wary of. The long legs of the Avaliks carried them as smoothly as shadows. They paced along almost continuously, stopping briefly to look over their herd, mark borders, and gypsy on in the manner of winter wolves. When possible, Kapu put his scent over the faint but still discernible scent of his father. He let it be known that he, the new leader of the Avaliks, was gaining the power of the departed Amarok. He must gain all the power and status he could before fatherhood put Raw Bones at the top of the hierarchy. Raw Bones, for his part, was plotting the overthrow. At each scent-marking stop, he lingered over the messages to learn more about Kapu. He did not like what he read. Kapu was fearless, the essential attribute of a leader. He was also calm and of good humor and abundant health. But Kapu also revealed in his sent messages that he was young and inexperienced. Rawbones was old and experienced. He could win. On one of the trips to house clean the den, Kapu went into the tunnel to dig and leave his mark on the family home. When he came out, Rawbones was snarling above him. A wolf alarm rang inside Kapu. He was low, his head beneath Rawbones's. He was in second position. Surprised at how easily Rawbones had gained the alpha posture, he lingered as beta almost too long. Another few seconds in this humble stance and Rawbones would dominate. But Kapu came out of the den with a high leap and landed on Rawbones's neck, snarling savagely. He was backed up by a growling Zing and Akka. Rawbones pasted back his ears and slunk away, but he was not done. He would wait until Kapu was alone before attacking again. That opportunity came soon. One misty dawn, the pack bedded down south of Kangik, and